Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I think we looked at this last week. Isn't it interesting? Talked about few enter into the millennium, but during the millennium, now they say there's not going to be a few. There's going to be a lot. It goes from few to not so few. Why? Because they're having children. Look, and I will glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children shall also be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all those that oppress them. Again, we'll get into that about people that will die in the millennium, but you get a good picture of that. Ezekiel chapter number 37, verse number 25. Ezekiel 37, verse number 25. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. I shared this verse of scripture with that fella that I talked with Friday about in Ezekiel that during the millennium, God will apportion land to the tribes of Israel. To the tribe of Dan, you get this section. To the tribe of Reuben, you get this section. So during the millennium, God's going to place the tribes of Israel into certain apportionments of the land of Israel. And this is another reference to this in the millennium. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children. And there's children's children. And what's that next word? Remember, I didn't write this. He says, forever. Not just you, but your children and your children's children. Forever. And their children forever. It's interesting. Turn me to Ezekiel 47, 22. These are just a few of the verses. There's so many verses that God's promises to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the people of Israel that they're going to have generations and generations forever and children, and that they're going to be getting children forever. These are just a few verses. Ezekiel 47, 22 is another reference to share with you. And it shall come to pass, look at verse number 21. So shall ye divide this land unto you according to the tribes of Israel. There it is again. And it shall come to pass that ye shall divide it by lot for an inheritance unto you and to the strangers that sojourn among you, and which shall beget children among you. They're having children during the millennium. Which shall beget children among you, and they shall be as unto you as born in the country among the children of Israel, that they shall have an inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. And it shall come to pass that in what tribe the stranger sojourns, these are Gentiles that come into Jerusalem to worship Jesus. And next week we're going to talk about this. Time won't allow me to talk about it today. But Jesus will be teaching in Jerusalem for 1,000 years. Can you imagine what a Sunday school teacher that's going to be? Where Jesus himself is going to teach from the throne of David. And Gentiles from all over the world. Matter of fact, it talks about in the book of Zechariah that 10 men, 10 Gentiles will take the robe of one man and say, we want to go with you to Jerusalem because we hear that Jesus is teaching. He'll be teaching. That's what this is talking about. The Gentiles will be coming to Jerusalem from all over the world. And that when they're there, you take care of them. Be like a good host. Invite them into your house because they won't have Super 8 hotels and Holiday Inns and their millennium. You're going to welcome them. You're going to provide for them. That's what this is showing. But I want to see the point is they're going to have children. Y'all see the point? How are these people going to live? I got just a few minutes. So I'm going to close. How is it possible that they're going to live forever and forever and forever and forever? I'm glad, yes. Turn me to Genesis chapter number 3. Genesis chapter number 3, while you're finding your place in Genesis 3, 22. Remember the story about Adam and Eve in the garden, and God created all of it. And he said, God told Adam, of all the tree in the garden, thou mayest freely eat, but of one tree, that tree belongs to me. Don't eat of that tree. And what was that tree? The knowledge of good and evil. Adam, that tree belongs to me. Don't eat of that tree. Because in the day that you eat of it, thou shalt surely die. Okay. But he also said, all the other trees have at it, have at it. And we're going to find that there is another tree, I believe was right beside the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It was called the tree of life. For you old folk, remember the old saying on the back 40 somewhere? I don't believe that God put the tree of life on the back 40 somewhere, hid it back there in the Garden of Eden. I believe it was in the midst of the garden where Adam could get to it freely, just like the knowledge of good and evil. Adam had a choice. There's a tree of life, the tree of death. He chose the tree of death, knowledge of good and evil. What happened? Sin came into this world and death by sin. So something, look in Genesis 3:22. Now remember, I did not write this. And the Lord God said, behold, the man has become as one of us to know good and evil. Now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat. And what does the next four words say? Amen. Remember, God said that. I didn't. If Adam would have ate of the tree of life, he would still be here today in a sinful body. And that's why you read the next couple of verses. So that's why he had to drive them out of the Garden of Eden. Matter of fact, that word that we see, the word in verse number 24, the word is drove. It's actually a violent word that Adam didn't go freely of his own choice, and who can blame him? Adam, you got to leave. And Adam and Eve did not want to leave the Garden of Eden. So he had to drive them out. And again, pardon the expression, I can just see Adam hanging on to trees. I don't want to leave it. Hanging on. He had to drive him out of the garden. And then he put those cherubims at the entrance of the garden with flaming swords so they could not enter back in the garden. So he wouldn't eat of the tree of life and live forever. So we see that. Now turn me to Ezekiel 47. Back to Ezekiel 47. By the way, do y'all believe that?
Amen.
What the Word of God says, I believe it. Okay? Isaiah, Ezekiel 47. That same tree that we find in the Garden of Eden that God himself said, if Adam eats of that fruit in a sinful body, he'll live forever. Now look in Ezekiel 47. Remember now, this is the time of the millennium. Ezekiel 45, 46, 47, 40, that's the millennial reign of Christ. In Ezekiel 47, we find a tree. Look with me in verse number 12, if you will. And by the river, remember, this is the millennium. Upon the bank thereof, and on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. And it shall bring forth fruit according to its months, because of their waters they issued out of that sanctuary. And their fruit thereof shall be for meat, and their leaf thereof for medicine. We won't need this tree. We're going to have a glorified body. We're going to have a body like Christ. Amen and amen. And all God's people said,
amen.
I can't wait. He could come today. I took some medicine this morning. You can't tell it. Maybe you can tell it. For my high blood pressure and my thyroid and my cholesterol. And I took vitamins and all. And just, there's one day I ain't going to need to take that. When the Lord comes, I'm going to have a new body. Perfect. I won't need this. Now we're going to find in Revelation 3, we can have access to it. We can eat of that, but we don't need it. Are you following? The people who entered into the millennium in their physical bodies, they will need this. And they will have access to this tree that we just read, because it says that the fruit thereof shall be for meat. They can eat of it. And then the leaf thereof for medicine, that therapeutic idea. They will be able to eat of that, and they can live forever just the same way. Y'all think I'm crazy, don't you? I told the Bible class Thursday, because we're looking at this on Thursday Bible class. I may be a nut, but I'm on the right bolt. Y'all think I'm crazy.
Amen.
You'd have to say that. But the same tree of life that was in the Garden of Eden, God's going to put it right back in the millennium. And people have access to that, and they have the potential to live forever. Now, let's go one more place. Revelation chapter number 22.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.